This is I, Apple Gabriel. I grew up in Kingston, Jamaica. That's where all the tribulation and the suffering start. Sleeping on the sidewalk downtown Kingston. And after a few years, I end up back at the Mona Rehab. And I was penalized by the authorities for the institution because they say I'm turning all the handicapped people in Rasta. They threatened the rest of the handicapped kids and told them that if they don't stop from hanging around me and being friend with me, they're gonna also expel them from the institution. Kelly, I wish they didn't stop being with me as my friends. And so they also get kicked out. And just by we getting together and singing every day, people used to pass and encourage us, you know, to form a group, see if we can get into the recording business so we can make money and take care of ourselves and come out of the bush and, you know, have a life.
Welcome in to Hear What a Rasta Man Says. I am Cody Young, and I know it has been quite some time, but I am back. For those who don't know me, I am Cody Young. I am a master Reiki practitioner in the Holy Fire Arts. I am a medicine Buddha practitioner. I am a singing bowl practitioner. I am a father of now three beautiful children, and a husband to my beautiful wife. And I've come to this point where I'm really realizing that there's two things that guide our life: things we can't control and things we can. Things we can't control often lie in things that people say, things that people do, maybe your work hours, maybe people's opinions, maybe it's what's going on in this world. There's a lot of things that are out of our control. Things that are in our control: ourselves, our attitudes, how hard we work, how long we work, our personality, our behavior, our type of self. We can control how we feel, how we respond. And these are really big points. These are things that touch into the social developmental psychology. You can call it a control graph, whatever you want to call it, but control chart, whatever, but it's a tool in social developmental psychology that we use to be able to gear our life and to really see what are things we can't control and what can we control and what can we do right here, right now with what we can control. In my day-to-day life, I find that a lot of people are very focused on the things that we can't control. We're focused on politics. We're focused on what other people are saying or thinking about us. We're focused on our neighbors thinking if our lawn looks good or not. We're focused on so many little stupid things that at the end of the day, they mean nothing to us as an individual person. And I find myself often looking at my life and others and seeing that a lot of this stress, heartache, suffering could be eased if we thought not on what we can't control, but instead on what we could control. You know, 90% of all illnesses stem from stress. They don't want you to know this, but that is the actual scientific data, that 90% of all illness could be solved from stress relieving remedies, should I say. And so we find that we focus so much on what we can't control, and now we are no longer doing the things we can control. You know, use a situation at work, right? You're frustrated because you feel that you work harder than your coworker, even though you get paid less than your coworker, and now you're frustrated, and all you can think about is how you work harder than this person and how they're just sitting there and they're not working when they should be, and that's not right, and all this shit, right? And it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is what you can control, how hard you work, you showing up to that. But every time you put that energy towards this idea of you not being able to understand why that other person isn't doing this and how can I stop that and this and that, but you know in your heart that you can't control that, you can't stop that, you can't make that happen, whatever the situation is, it is completely out of your control. But as you put energy to that, you're taking away that energy that you would be putting to your own work, to your own life, to your own things that you can control. And so we find that in our relationships. We find that in our work life. We find that in our day-to-day thought process, that we're so stuck on these things that we can't control, that we're always feeling defeated on the things that we can't control. Well, it's like a battery. It's like just a spectrum, right? Look at it as, you know, a scale. The things you can control are on one side. The things you can't control are on the other. As you take away energy, time, thought, etc., from the things you can't control, and you put them to the things you can control, now you find yourself progressing in life. But if you start taking away the energy from the things that you can control, and you start putting them slowly into the things that you cannot control, then you find that those things that you can control start dwindling. Maybe your relationship starts being worn down. Maybe work starts becoming a drag and a nuisance. Maybe you no longer want to be this person's friend or something stupid and small over this very small thing. Maybe you, for example, with the friends thing, that you don't want to be friends with this person because of their political opinion. But at the end of the day, can you control that person's political opinion? And can you even control politics? And so I find that we need to spend more time on the things that we can control in life, like our own actions, our own responses, our own work, our own belief systems, and our own healing. And that these are the first steps to exactly that, to healing. You will never heal and start you until you start putting this energy into the things you can control. You can control what you eat. You can control how you speak. You can control how you act. You can control how hard you work. You can control if you go out and take a run because you know you need to lose some weight, or maybe you need to spend more time with your kids And so you can control that. You can control the amount of time you spend with your kids and how intentional that time is. There's a lot of things in life that we can control, but we find ourselves often stuck on the things that we can't control. And as long as we are stuck on the things that we can't control, then we will never find the things that we can control as meaningful. We'll always be chasing this dream, because in the end, all we're chasing is what we can control, and that is our destiny. So I implore you, if this is the last thing you were ever to hear from me, focus not on what you can't control, but focus what on you can control. There's many things in this life that are far more precious if you realize that you can't control them. And your life, your individual life, becomes far more precious when you realize you can control that. You can't control how that tree grows, but you can appreciate how beautiful it is. But you can control your life and choose how beautiful your life is. So remember that what you are seeking is not outside of you, but it is and always will be inside of you. There is so much for us to learn. There is so much for us to seek. There is so much for us to grow. But we can't do that when we're so busy trying to steal ground and nutrients from another tree. Instead, feed your own tree. Let your roots grow deep in your own space so that you may grow to the tallest peaks. Because we are all one, but we can only become that one when we each work on ourselves, on our one individual self, that we can work on what we can control: our relationships, our work life, our attitude, our personality, and we can become the love and light that we all are. That is why I end on you are love and you are light, because we all are. But first, we must get past these things that we cannot control and focus our energy on what we can control. So chase your dreams. Chase that idea of you that you have manifested before you were even born. Because as long as you're so focused on someone else's manifestation of their life, you will never manifest into your true, potentially realized self, your fully symbiotic, spiritually enlightened self. Know that we have it all within us, that you are love and you are light, and that no one can diminish that but you. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you listened through it all, if you didn't, I hope that you revisit it and get to actually listen to it all. And I hope that I will be doing more of this so that you guys can all continue to grow with me as I grow, because we are all growing and learning. As long as you are alive, you should be learning. And if you stop learning, then you have died. All right. Have a great day, night, whatever it is for you as you are listening to this. And know that you are love and you are light, and you can manifest that within.